Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning. How you doing, you dumb sluts? What? I don't know. I say it with love. It is 7:09. We got a high of 80 today. You heard me right. Tonight, partly cloudy. Not a bad night. Low of 62. Good night to sit by a nice little bonfire. Nice little fire in the backyard. It's good. Make sure the fire's outside. Just a tip. Tomorrow, we got some sun, some clouds. Chance for some rain and thunderstorms later on in a high of 77. Right now, it's 63.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, Seth Rogen is standing by James Franco. Rogen says he'll continue to work with his pal despite accusations of sexual misconduct against the star. But in the Vulture interview Seth just did, he kind of sidestepped any in-depth talk of the Me Too movement. He said, quote, the truth is that my perspective on this is the least relevant perspective. I'm friends with these people and I'm a dude. All that combined makes me the last person who should be talking about this. He added, there are so many people with real things to contribute to the Me Too discussion that anything I say is not going to add anything useful. Asked if Rogen would still work with Franco, he replied, yes. Obviously, the two have co-starred several movies, including The Disaster Artist, The Interview, This Is the End, Pineapple Express, and more. So, you know, honestly, I kind of like his take. As a guy, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut about it, okay? There's nothing I'm going to say that's going to help the situation. More than likely, I'll just hurt myself because, you know me, I say stupid things. Most men say dumb things, so we should probably just keep our mouths shut about the whole thing. Just guys, just shut up for a couple years. A good 10 years, and then we can start talking again. A company in England customized a Nissan Rogue Sport that set the record for the world's fastest SUV. The factory version of the vehicle cranks out a maximum of 161 horsepower. Not bad. But this version, created by Severn Valley Motorsports, puts out 2,000 horsepower. Ooh, I got a chubby just saying that, man. Which was enough for the Nissan to hit a top speed of 237.6 miles per hour. That's faster than the takeoff speed of a Boeing 747 jumbo jet. Just an FYI. I want to know where I can get this thing because that sounds amazing. 2,000 horsepower in an SUV that goes faster than a Boeing 747 jumbo jet? Yes. Lastly, I don't need to tell you that beer goggles are a real thing. Your sketchy history of questionable decisions is enough proof, really, for that. But it might be more complicated than we realize. According to a new study out of the University of Pittsburgh, beer goggles are real. And after even one drink, people start to seem more attractive. But the researchers took it one step further. They believe that those beer goggles are the main reason why people drink. They said, quote, social interactions are improved when people are perceived as attractive. So alcohol's effects on perceptions of attractiveness may lead individuals to derive more reward from social interactions while intoxicated. So in other words, it's more fun to hang out with people when you're drunk and they look good. That inspires you to keep going out and drinking. I mean, we really didn't need to put science dollars in this. We all just know that, oh, I drink this beautiful elixir. You're more appealing to me. Let's go hang out. I mean, that's really all it boils down to, folks. We're not good enough, but alcohol at least makes us good enough for a little while, for a night. But then you wake up in the morning next to that person that you thought was good enough, and you go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What am I doing with my life? And then you try and sneak out of there. So, yeah, thank God for beer goggles. Am I right? Now we just need breakfast goggles, so at least we're fine until we get out of that person's house or we get them out of our house. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?